Chelsea, what are you currently looking for in terms of docents for the Pacific Asia Museum?
So Pacific Asia Museum holds docent training programs every other year. And on Tuesday, May 21st, we're going to have an open house where people who are interested in the program can come and learn more from our current docents about what they would experience as a prospective docent.
What, for example, might someone experience as a docent?
Well, that's something that Kabir could really speak well to, but we're very grateful to have a wonderful crop of docents who's in current rotation, giving tours to the public on Saturdays and on our free days, and also giving tours to school children throughout the week.
Kabir, let's say that somebody gets accepted into the docent training program. What are they going to be looking at?
Great. So someone who's joining our docent program will have a chance to learn lots and lots about our collection, as well as about how to teach in the galleries.
Tell me more about teaching, please.
Yes, so a typical tour will help students and everyone explore the galleries, guiding people through not just giving them information, but also showing audience members how to look more carefully for themselves.
Looking at your own background, it looks like you have spent a lot of your life in museums. What first inspired you?
Well, I spent a lot of time as a child going to museums a lot, and then in high school in particular, I took an AP Art History class, and that just sort of sucked me in, and I spent lots and lots of time in museums in my spare time, and that inspired me to apply for internships. I interned here at Pacific Asia Museum through the Getty Multicultural Undergrad Internship Program back in 2007, and I was working in education then, and that was actually what inspired me to move into education.
What do you remember very best about being an intern back then?
Well, I really remember how much everyone on the staff was so dedicated to making sure that all the interns, there were three of us that summer, really felt like they were a part of the staff themselves. We all really had a chance to take part in all of the staff meetings, even the senior staff meetings, which I today don't go to because I'm not a member of the senior staff. But when I was an intern, I had a chance to really become an insider in the museum.
It'd be fascinating to see how they actually run the museum and what they do. What do you remember from that?
Well, I remember finding out lots and lots about different departments. That was something I had, prior to interning at Pacific Asia Museum, I had interned at a larger institution before. But really at Pacific Asia Museum, since we have the beauty of being a small institution, really have a chance to meet everyone on the staff and really find out about lots of different departments. Like prior to working at Pacific Asia Museum, I didn't know necessarily what a registrar did or what people in the financial departments do.
So kind of an overall education, and I understand that you yourself are a very gifted teacher. What have you learned that's most important, would you say, for a docent to know about teaching?
Well, thank you. I think one of the most important things for teaching students is to meet your students where they are and really give them the opportunity to explore the artworks for themselves and for students to learn as much for themselves as they possibly can.
How do you answer the tough question? The kid looks at something and says, "Why is this art?" What do you say?
Well, my response to that is actually usually, "Well, what are you noticing that's challenging what you think about? Why you think it might be art?" So getting the question back to them and for them to think about how it is that they're defining art and why that's not fitting into what they expect from art.
What's one of the best answers you've gotten when you've turned that question around?
Well, I did have one student who asked me that question again and said, if I'd been to a museum when I was their age, I think this was a sixth or a seventh grader, and she said, would you have thought that this was art? And at the time we were in a contemporary art gallery, and I had to admit to her that I myself probably would have not thought it was art.
With that in mind, what would you consider one of the best lessons you've learned about teaching, let's say within the last year or 6 months as you continue?
Well, I'm really excited so much to keep working with newer audiences. And I think really just one of the best lessons about teaching, again, is that there's a lot that you have to do to step back as a teacher. So much of teaching well is letting go of your ego and your preconceived notions that you have coming into a tour.
Chelsea, I'd love to get your thoughts on that as well, because you yourself have been a teacher in the past, or are a teacher currently, in a sense.
Well, that was quite some time ago, but I definitely do agree with Kabir that you have to both meet your students where they are and take your own ideas out of the picture sometimes. You're referencing me being a teacher in Taiwan, teaching English for a while before I came here to the museum. And that was an extremely challenging but wonderfully enriching environment that taught me, I think, as much as I was able to teach the students. It goes both ways.
What was one of your best lessons as a teacher?
Oh, to let go. You're not always in control, and you get control as much as you can. But and that's in a variety of senses, not just necessarily getting the kids to sit down and do what you tell them to do, but you're not always in control of how they absorb certain ideas. Their life experiences are different from yours, and so they interpret things in different ways. And so it's great to embrace that difference and enjoy watching the kids learn and see if it can teach yourself something too.
We've talked about what the docents need to know. Suppose that you are selecting people right now. What's the selection process like?
Well, we're very open. We really do want to be as inclusive as possible. In certain cases, some people might not be a great fit, but overall, we really do want to try to include as many people as possible. And so there is an application on our website at pacificasiamuseum.org/docent. And so your listeners can easily go online, find the application. It's very simple and straightforward. It's just helping us get to know you better. We just want to know a little bit about you, a little bit about your background and why you're interested. And then as the program goes on, the prospective docents are invited to, or required, I suppose, to attend a series of lectures every Tuesday for 6 months. So it really is a very intensive training program because we want to make sure that our docents are adequately trained and informed about Asian art and Asian history. Our galleries span thousands of years and almost half of the globe. So it's a really broad range of knowledge that they need to have to be able to tour effectively through the galleries. And so a program like that isn't for everyone, but those who go through the full process really do come out feeling enriched and like they have really learned a great deal in the process. And so we really look forward to welcoming our new class of docents this fall.